Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1109. Okay, Baruch Hashem, we started the halachas of Shinei Makom. We explained last shir. We went through all the ins and outs of the after bracha, and we're trying to explain the distinction. There's bracha before the food, bracha after the food. Bracha before the food, you have to make no matter what, right? General food, general drink. In general, you have to make no matter what, even if I had a tiny crumb of cake, even I ate one noodle, right? I won't eat one noodle. So I have to make a mizonos. It doesn't matter. It's one noodle. It's not the shir. You don't need a shir. Even a mashu, a little drop, you have to make a bracha before. The after bracha, we explained last year, we went through that. That's dependent on the amount that you ate, and it's dependent on the amount of time that you have, and it gets cut off at a certain time. In other words, the cutoff is at a certain time. Now, I just want to finish off with one thing. We're not getting into bracha achrayin now. We're talking about Shinei Makom, which I'll explain in a minute, is only on the bracha rishayna in general. There's a little bit of a machlokes in certain areas. I'm not going to get into that. But bottom line is the bracha, the Shinei Makom, when we talk about halachic change of place, it has to do with the bracha rishayna, bracha before, and not the bracha after. So just finishing off what I was talking about last year. So when you take the drink, when you're drinking and you drank the right amount and the right amount of time, so now you have to make a burn of fushes. Now, we said you have up to either half an hour, lechatchil, and it shouldn't go more than a half hour, but you have it up to 72 minutes. But that starts from the last sip that you took. In other words, if somebody, drank a full cup of water, fine. So now I have to continue. Now I have to make a after bracha. But 1 second, I'm going to continue sipping for the next hour. I'm getting little sip. So as long as you kept on sipping within roughly every half hour, b'di'evit 72 minutes, again in conjunction with what we spoke about, it should be within every half hour, b'di'evit every 72 minutes, you kept on taking a sip. So that after bracha continues on, and you make the after bracha at the end, even though you didn't drink the shir for a long time. But since you kept on sipping, so it schleps out, it continues on, and you still have time. You have, let's say, the half hour from that, or b'di'evit 72 minutes from the last sip. You don't have to worry about from the last time that you drank the full revius, okay? Now, the same thing as far as food. I ate cake. I ate a kezias of cake. I'm eating cake. I'm nibbling on cake. I'm nibbling on cookies. Again, it could be with anything. I'm just giving an example. I have to make an al hamichya. I ate a kezias of cake under a 4 minute period. Bechdei achilas pras. I now need an al hamichya. 1 second. I'll be nibbling on cake, right? A little tiny shtickle here, a crumb here, a little shtickle. I'll be nibbling on cake. Got 5 minutes here, 10 minutes there, whatever. So as long as I keep on nibbling within 72 minutes, with food, you have up to 72 minutes for sure. Drinks, the Mishnah Berurah says it's a shorter time, so drinks, you have to be much more careful. But when it comes to regular food, you have up to 72 minutes clear, Mishnah Berurah says. I ate cake. I'm nibbling on cake. Fine. For an hour, I'm nibbling on cake. Now, within that hour, even at the end, I now ate a full kezias of cake under a 4 minute period, b'chdei achilas pras, right? And then afterwards, I kept on nibbling again. So like for 3 hours, I'm eating cake, right? I'm nibble here, nibble there, or I'm eating little bits of cookie, whatever. So I made a mizonos, and I keep on nibble here, nibble there, at one point I eat a kezias of the cake, and then I continue nibble here, nibble there. So as long as I took a little piece of the cake or the cookies or pretzels, whatever it is I'm eating, within 72 minutes I ate at least a little shtick, a little here, a little there, even though it's not the shir. But at some point I ate the shir. I'm doing this for 3 hours. I'm eating pretzels for 3 hours, right? But at some point I ate the kezias. Under a four minute period, b'chdei achilas pras, at some point. So then, after the last bite, not from when I ate the shir, but the last bite of the entire eating session, after that, the clock starts ticking. I now have 72 minutes to make my after bracha, because of the fact that, as long as you continue eating or continue drinking separately, they're both separate. You can't mix them up. That's machlekes. See, we don't mix it up. In other words, drink separately, food separately. So, but let's say you're sticking to the cake, pretzels, and the food. As long as I continue eating a pretzel, a cake, a cookie, whatever. Let's say in case of whereby it's al hamichya, okay, each separate brach, each after brach is separate also. So case of whereby it's al hamichya, right, the cake, the cookies. So as long as I keep on eating something whereby I need al hamichya, if I ate the shir, a little bite here, a little piece there, so then the clock starts ticking after the last crumb, after the last bite. It does not start ticking after I ate the shir. I want to make that clear. People don't have that. People are a little bit confused with that part of it. It does not start ticking after the shir. The 72 minutes starts ticking after the last bite. So if I did not eat the shear for an hour, it doesn't matter. I ate the shear an hour ago. I ate the shear 2 hours ago. I ate a kazayas under a 4 minute period 2 hours ago. Yeah, but 1 second. But I kept on taking a little piece of cookie, a little piece of mizonos for the next 2 hours, right? Within 72 minutes, within a half hour, whatever it is, even within 10 minutes, you don't have to, but I kept on eating a little stickle, even though it never equaled up to the shear. But at some point I did eat the shear. So now, as far as, because of the fact I kept on nibble, so after the last nibble, the last little stickle, the last little piece, the clock starts ticking, and I would now have up to 72 minutes to make my al hamichya. The same thing with drinks. Like we said, after the last sip to make the bar nefeshos, you would have up to the half hour, but the Evid, we try not to wait that long, 72 minutes. But that's basically the summing up the Bracha Achrayna. So we have the Bracha Achrayna straight. Now, upcoming Shirim will explain the Bracha Rishayna, how that works, and the distinction. Thank you for listening. Atzlach and Bracha Kol Tov.